you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, what's going on? I'm the guy.
And I'm the great boy.
And this is a great episode of No Need for Apologies, a family show.
Yep.
We get deep.
We get deep. It's a lot of things that happen in this one. Very, very, doors are unlocked. Pandora's open this episode. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
That gives you so much energy, man.
No need
for apologies.
Shout out
to Menuhin Hart, man. Menuhin, he makes dope fucking beats.
Menuhin, shout out to M. Hart 3000, a.k.a. The Phenom.
Yeah, he's the one who made that beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.
The shoe phone?
I'm calling in to change the narrative. I'm calling in to change the motherfucking narrative.
The narrative has been changed, man. The Black Air Force One gang has been doing some pretty fly shit.
Shout
out
to the AF1 gang, the Black Air Force One gang.
The Black Air Force One, like they've been doing shit.
Huh? Getting money. Yeah, changing things.
Not even as they get money. Did you see, Dylan, can
being
you
in
go
hotels.
To the No Need Instagram? Because they send shit, and then we go ahead and just post whatever y'all send. Keep posting.
Keep
I think we're going to go beyond. Or
changing
keep sending
the narrative.
We're going to go beyond Black History Month with this. But there was one that I shared this morning. This motherfucker's in a fly-ass hotel.
Hotel.
See if you can see any of the reels, Dylan. Just of, you know, people in the Black Air Force Ones doing the fly shit. The one that I love the most is the nigga that was doing his taxes early.
That shit was great. Oh, yeah. And he was showing it, and his score was high. Change the narrative. God damn it. Make Black History every day. We don't need
doing
a month.
Do your taxes early.
Do your taxes. Look at this shit.
Like a Black Air Force One kind of guy.
Look at that with some West Side.
The Freedom Tower.
Freedom Tower.
That's pretty high up.
You pan out.
Oh, yeah, you got to turn that down, otherwise we get fucking flagged.
Sneaks, look at the Black Air Force Ones with a view and changing the narrative.
That shit is so funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah, come on, man.
Change
Freedom
the
Tower.
Goddamn
if you're not
narrative.
Following the page already, you should be. You should be subscribed, man. You know who we are. I'm Dave Temple.
And I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm the God, the creator.
This is the great boy, the number one. And we're here to let you know.
Wait, did you run out of nicknames?
Yeah, I think I'm out of nicknames. I used to have king. I was king of the nicknames.
Aren't you due for a new one?
No, like, I've been holding steady to the great. The great boy got me to this point. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain. The God has seen hellish things in his life. He's been through way more than us niggas could understand. I'm from the suburbs. Dave's from the streets. Like, he just, this nigga just had different shit going on. But let me explain. The great boy came from me being depressed at my janitor job when I was cleaning up cop shit on the Garden State Parkway. And I remember I had did a show the night before and had to come into work and clock in and clean bathrooms and shit.
Yeah.
And then I looked at myself in the mirror after coming out of one of a stinky stall with the toilet brush in my hand.
Jesus
I was like,
Christ.
You great boy. Just keep just focused,
that
nigga.
That shit is hell awesome.
I
Look,
was like, what the
that is
fuck?
The, in my opinion, that's the equivalent of jail right there.
I'm like.
Like, that's because when you clean up at like a cop's station, you're still cleaning out jail cell, like bathroom toilets, their little stalls. Didn't you used to have to clean out the toll booth stalls too?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Whew.
And there was one woman who had like a gastric problem, so she'd be farting in a booth all day, nigga. Just
and you gotta be there. Like, you gotta do that. I cleaned toilets at Dunkin' Donuts. That was my first job. Like, and I used to work at a Dunkin' Donuts where, like, they used to just let old men just hang out all day.
Oh, man.
So it was just old man shit.
Yeah, man.
Splattered all over the place.
And when you clean up state troopers' bathrooms, they'll fuck with you. They'll be like, you missed a spot. Like, there'll be troopers come in from a long shift and splatter all over that and they'll be like, you missed a spot.
And you know they know you. Like, you know, there are state troopers who remember you and see that shit.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
They hold, like I'm not saying that they probably are watching this, because it's a varying audience of people who watch this. I'm always blown away by the people who listen to us here at No Need. And I appreciate it, but I get it. I get why you listen. It's because there's a perspective. There's a perspective that we give out. It's genuine. It's authentic. You
Call
know what
it.
I mean? The
That's
reason
right, boy.
why the reason why, first of all, I realized I'm changing my website too. It's Dave Temple Comedy right now, but I'm about to take the comedy off. I just found Dave Temple.
You got your own domain?
No, not DaveTemple.com.
Oh, that's
been not
great.
Available. But I'm making it. I'm Dave Temple.
Okay, that's even better. That's
because
even better.
I'm about to change.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm dying.
I was happy. Yes, he finally.
Here's the deal, right? I realize I'm bigger than a comedian.
Okay.
I'm dead ass. I'm bigger than a comedian. Like, I do what the fuck I want to do, and I do what makes me happy. So the reason why you should go to I'm Dave Temple is because, boom, here's a guy that's just making shit happen.
Talk, King.
We just watched... And you know what? We just watched the fucking the Patrice documentary.
Yeah, this past weekend. Heart wrenching.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that shit hit my heart.
You know, I'm preoccupied with death, man.
Yeah.
When that motherfucker started talking, like, I don't want to spoil the shit. But when he started talking some of the shit that's like right where I'm at now, I was like, oh.
When he said, "I don't feel comfortable you having a kid when I know I'm not going to be here," yeah. I said, this nigga knew he was on his way out.
Yeah, yeah.
He knew he was on his way out.
He made...
Go ahead, say it.
He definitely made getting an abortion look admirable.
He did.
That's some Black Air Force One shit right there.
But it was for all the good. It was so the child wouldn't be raised without a father. You gotta understand. It's changing the narrative of Black Air Force One shit. It's new born again Air Force One mentality he did.
All right.
He did it out of the goodness of his heart.
Well, here's where I gotta be honest about something. And I was honest the whole time. I just realized something.
Go ahead, boy.
As I was sharing the story with my girl. And Reggie said this on the original episode. He was like, you always kind of had Black Air Force One energy, right?
Okay.
And I realized, like, oh, shit.
Okay.
I do. Yeah, like, yeah. I think I'm turning it around, which
that's
is, that's the whole thing.
That's
but
right.
Everything that people say, I never considered myself a grimy dude. I didn't. Stuff happens that I realized, like, oh, wow, the way you moved, yeah, that was definitely grimy. But I ain't know no better.
I mean, yeah.
I ain't know no better. Like, all right, I'm gonna share a story with
Go
you.
Go ahead,
right?
I want to hear it.
I was in Pittsburgh. I was in college at the time. So
okay.
Everybody's like, went from the streets. I went to college too. I did it all right? Like, so I was at Pitt, and I used to go to, there was this club we used to go to called Club Lager, right?
Okay.
We lived right around the corner
Club
from
Lager.
Shit. Yeah, all if right. We got there before 11 o'clock, it's $5 to get in. We could leave the house at 10:50, get in line, boom, we'd be in for $5, right? That's how close we lived to the club because he was on campus, right? One day we walk in to the club and this car pulls up and these girls, their energy. Y'all know where Club Lager? We like, hell yeah, we about to go there now. What's up, right? Like, where is it? I'm like, oh, so me and, I guess I could use names because, whatever.
Just
me,
don't use last names.
Yeah. Well, me and a friend of mine, it was like me, this dude Damon, this other dude Yomi, like, we used to do this thing where we would open up people's doors and just hop in. Like, it was just something funny that we did. Right, Black Air Force One shit. It was just funny to have, like, people at the light and you just walk up and open the door and just sat in the back seat. We said, yo, you gonna get shot doing this shit one day. But we did it to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, yo, where the club at? We hopped in. Like, yo, go ahead, find somewhere to park. We're gonna show you where the club at, right? So they drive around in the city looking for parking. Right?
Okay.
Now, these girls are drunk off their ass.
Drunk off their ass.
They done drove from Altoona, PA, to Pittsburgh. Which is like a 40-minute drive. Anybody? I don't know. I know I got my intern, Gay Blind Mike, with his face jammed into the fucking computer. Do you know Altoona? You have any idea where that is?
Yeah, I know where that is. Shout out Central PA.
Yeah, so it's Central PA.
All I know is that Urkel's Aunt Luna from Altoona from Family Matters is the only...
It may be.
Aunt Una from Altoona. But anyway, go ahead.
But these girls done took the 40-minute to an hour ride to Pittsburgh. So they ready.
It's a voyage. They went on a
trip. They here to turn up. Yeah. They was already drunk. You know what I mean? It's like
pre-game.
The early 2000s.
Pre-game from Altoona. Yeah.
Drinking and driving was fashionable.
Yeah.
You fucking millennials.
PA.
You don't know nothing about drinking and driving.
Is that early 2000s?
That was like 2001, 2002,
yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
The turn of the century.
Yeah. Now, we didn't have Uber. We just fucking risked it.
Risked it. That's hard to say. Risked it. But anyway, that was.
So, these girls, they got a fifth of Bankers Club.
Damn.
Cheap ass vodka in the plastic bottle.
I know
Baker's
Club. I know, I don't drink it, but I know motherfuckers who did.
And most of this fifth is gone.
Wow.
So these two bitches then drank a whole handle of fucking Bankers
and
Club.
And operating a vehicle. This shit is crazy.
And they come into the club to get turned up. And mind you, it's about 10:50 because we're trying to get to the club. So it's early. And these bitches are drunk, right? So they like, y'all want something to drink? My man Damon, he's judging. He's like, yo, these bitches drunk. Bankers Club. I'm like, nigga, give me that shit. I'm turning up. He's like, yo, you going to drink off the bottle? You don't even know these bitches again. I ain't thinking. Black Air Force One energy. I ain't give a fuck. They was girls. It's vodka.
It's girls.
It kills germs, right? Like, what we doing?
Vodka, yeah, that's how they used to operate.
What we
when
doing?
When niggas in the war, right. When they get their leg blown off, right. They pour vodka all over their leg mean? And operate. Right?
STD can't survive
it can't vodka.
Vodka?
Especially Baker's Choice.
Right. Baker's Club, yeah.
Baker's.
But that's,
see, I don't drink. But yeah.
That's the way I feel. If you got an STD, pour some vodka in your dick hole. Like,
Or pour it in a cup and put your dick in the cup and swirl it around. Stir your dick in some vodka if you got problems.
Black Air Force One energy. That's how you
stir it.
Fix shit, whatever. Vodka is
a natural disinfectant and antiseptic. See?
Yeah, clean wound. So my man was judging me for drinking. But I'm like, I don't want to pay for drinks in the
club. Yeah.
So I'm in the back seat. I'm finishing out their vodka. We get it. We make it in line. Boom, and it's better because, yeah, we still get in there for the $5 thing, and it's better because now instead of coming in the club with, like, five dudes,
mm-hmm.
we got two with chicks with us, right?
That's the New York key.
Right.
I'm going to tell you about that in a minute, but go ahead.
Right. So we got the two chicks with us. Boom, we come in. These bitches just, they just go. Like, they get in the club, and they just go nuts, okay. Right? They get away from us. We chilling. We enjoying the night, but everywhere we go, like, you could see the chicks, like, with one leg up.
They got Black Air Force One energy with heels on it.
She actually had on white Air Force Ones. I'll never forget.
Oh, shit.
She had on white Air Force Ones and a terry cloth bodysuit. You remember
That's dish rag.
Yeah. You remember? This chick had a red terry cloth.
She got a dish rag suit on.
And it snapped. In between the legs.
And snapping. Oh, this bitch a whore. Oh, no.
So, they on the dance floor, right? And they wilding out. And okay. My man is like, yo, these the wildest. We done brought the wildest chicks in the club up in
from
here.
From Altoona.
Man, right?
And he's like,
and you sat there, drink they vodka. You probably got something. Whatever. So, now, Shorty make her way back. Like, she's moving around the club. And she make her way back to me.
She did a round.
And I'm like, you know, you probably don't even remember me. Do you? Oh, of course I remember you. Like, they even more fucked up, right? I'm feeling it, and I remember I said some old fly shit.
Go ahead.
Like, some goofy, arrogant wrestling shit about how, you done went around, and go ahead, let me tear that ass up, blah, blah, blah. Like, something dumb like that.
Uh-huh.
She went for it. She was like, what's up? So, I go to my man Damon.
Not the terry cloth girl.
Yeah, terry cloth girl.
You'd figure a terry cloth wearing chick would have more dignity, but... She got a dish rag outfit on. Of course she would. She wouldn't be the nasty one with a dish rag outfit on. But anyway,
she was with it. So she's like, let's go. So I'm in college. I live in the dorms. I can't take this girl back to the dorms. And I think at the time I had a girlfriend who might have been sleeping in my dorm room at the time.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
Again, Black Air Force One energy. This is the nigga. I'm at the club. My girl let me go to the club. She waiting on me to come home. I'd have met another. So I'm now tapping my man who got in a little apartment off campus. Like, yo. Let me. Shorty says she waited. Let me get the keys and try and go to your crib.
Okay.
And he gave them up, which I thought that was cool. That was the green light,
right? So he gave me the keys.
Take the chick back to his crib. And it's on. And true to Black Force, Air Force One energy, no condom, nothing. Like,
die.
I was wilding, right? So here's the crazy thing, right? I nut so fast with this girl.
Okay.
It, boom, right?
Sometimes it happens.
Happens, right? I know enough to pull out, but I destroy all over my man bed set.
Not over the terry cloth outfit?
I don't even know.
Put the outfit down.
Oh, no, she still had it on because it unzipped in between her legs. So she just lifted it up to like right here.
Okay. And so, oh, one of those. One of those. One of those sandbox fucks. Yeah, just pull the shit up.
You still got it on. So, you know, I go ahead, I do my thing. Shorty was like, "You talk all that shit in the club." Like, she mad at me because, you know, boom, I did nothing. Fault. She mad.
You
right?
did it to me. You're so attractive. I love your terry cloth outfit and your Altoona
Shorty
swag.
Shorty snapped her outfit back on between her legs, put her Air Force Ones on, and went back to the club, Derek. Back. I mean, we was in walking distance. This bitch was so mad at me. She was like, "I'm going back to the club to find someone else, because what you just did, I didn't drive all the way from Altoona for this." And I was like, "Wow." Like, you know what I mean? So, like, she left, and shortly, like, as she's leaving, everybody else, all my homies from the club, come back to the apartment. And they see the girl on the way out, but they're like, "Yo, what happened? Did she..." Yeah, they was like, "For real?" Like, and they looking at me, it's judgment. Like, "You don't even know this girl." Like, I thought this was cool, guys. What are you doing? Like, I thought y'all niggas was gonna come in with like the high fiving and all that. These niggas was like, "You're disgusting." You don't even know her, right?
They hit you with the white Air Force energy.
That's Van energy. That's like Van. That's like Van. That's like skate shoe energy.
That's Vans energy.
These guys.
That's like dock shoe energy.
That's fucking boat shoe energy.
Yeah.
No, them boat shoe wearing, they kill a hooker and put her in a loft. That's you don't. Now, let me take that back. Them white dudes with them boat shoes will murder a hooker and leave her in a loft.
These was all black dudes.
Fuck them niggas. Nah.
It was all black dudes, but they did not approve, and they let it be known.
That's crazy.
They let it be known, like, "Yo, you are disgusting."
Your morale.
Right?
You have no scruples.
So then my man Damon, who apartment it was, he's like, "Did you use a condom?" And I'm like,
"Nah." The long, drawn out... "Nah."
Yo, like again, I'm like 18.
You're a freshman. You was a sophomore in college.
I'm like a freshman in college. I'm a freshman in college, but I'm already probably about like maybe about two abortions in.
Damn,
you know
homie?
What I mean? Like, you know, like, this shit was rolling off my back at the time. Like, I don't think about it that way. So I didn't realize how fucked up this shit was until I was telling my girl this story this weekend.
You was dunking since Camden High. You whiny, nigga.
Right. So
you whiny, motherfucker. Go ahead.
So here's the crazy
shout
part,
out to DeJuan Wagner. But anyway, go ahead. I'm doing.
So my man goes, where you ain't? And this is back in the day. This is, you know, back in like the Nextel phone days.
Yeah, 2001.
So I can't call you at the club and text. We wasn't texting like that.
Not
for
yet.
Me to be like, "Yo, do you have..."
Not yet.
Any? Nah, I was left to my own vices, and he was like, "You should have hit me up, blah, blah, blah." I was like, "Well, nigga, I looked everywhere in your room. I couldn't find no condoms." He was like, "Oh, the condoms is up under the bathroom sink." Who the fuck puts condoms under the bathroom sink? Right? So that's my man let me
know. Where's everyone's condoms?
What?
Where's everyone's condoms?
My condoms. When I was fucking with condoms before my relationship, let me clear that. I keep them in my the junk drawer. Every nigga has a junk drawer next to his draw drawer.
I just want
to.
That's okay.
Yeah,
the junk, that's,
it should be
that's
in a drawer.
Exactly where mine is.
You know
too.
The, you know the drawers, yes. And then the junk drawer.
I just want to make sure
the junk drawer.
We're on the same page.
When I was a kid, though, and like at this time, condoms, they were like prepaid minutes. I bought them as I was using them. I never pre-bought condoms. I never pre-bought condoms. It was like, "Yo, are we fucking?" And if I can find
let me go to the store real quick. Or, shout out to the bodegas for selling singles. They sell single condoms.
Yeah.
That shit is revolutionary.
We was kids, we used to be able to go into the, like, if you was, the only times I ever did pre-buy condoms, and I stopped pre-buying them because I hated getting caught with a condom. Remember you was like go to a girl house and hang out as a teenager, and you got the condom in your pocket, and she could see it. She could see it through your jeans. She'd be like, what's that? What you thought you was doing?"
But you go, if it were to happen, we covered.
Yeah.
It's like Allstate.
No,
so it's like, what are you doing?
Flip. You got to pull a flip. You got to ask her, "Did you shave? Did you shave before this date?" Because like, for me at least, like, there's been times I've gotten into like things with girls, and then they're like, "Oh no, like what?" Like they didn't like not into it, and then all of a sudden you go to fuck and they're completely shaven down. I'm like, "Oh, so You planned for someone to see your pussy.
Right, right.
Someone was seeing your pussy.
You're in a relationship now.
My nigga,
Do your girl's bra and panties match?
They never match.
Exactly. But when you first started fucking her, they match, which means the fucking was premeditated.
Let me explain. My girl, I met my girl in her 30s. She didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, she was like, well, the pussy is shaved. He'll like it either way. I don't think he cares about the color coordination. No. I met her in the 30s.
No.
So she was past the matching jaw.
Oh, so you're saying even your first time.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I met her in L.A. at a club. Mm. So it didn't, nah.
Yeah, so no, but when I was a teenager, to get around that thing, we used to put them in our shoes. I put the condoms in the shoes, because if my shoes was off, I'm probably fucking. I got my shoes is off.
Is that a thing? Can that be a thing? When a girl, is this me or not? When a girl comes over the crib and takes off her shoes and socks, you kind of know she's comfy.
But the socks is a bit presumptuous, to be honest with you.
I think shoes is
when a girl
polite.
Takes her shoes off and then her socks. If she takes
socks
her socks
is different.
Off,
yeah.
That's
shoes
what
is polite.
I thought, right?
Socks is.
When the girl's walking around, she come out the bathroom, her little jeans and shirt, now, and no shoes. I go, oh, it's about to be a long night.
But you grew up, I think, in a bit more respectable homes where you got to take your shoes off to come inside.
That's a good point. My mom had nice carpets.
Yeah, I was in the hood. You don't take nothing off.
I said my mama had nice carpets.
You go to projects, you fuck with your jacket under your arm.
One of these.
Just pull your dick out.
That's
the
motion. That's the motion.
You don't even take your hat off in some girls' houses when you was younger, man.
Oh shit.
All right. So yeah, my man, he got the condoms up under the sink. I'm like, why do you put them in the sink? He's like, I gotta go. He said because he would want to go chub up first. He would go stroke first.
Oh, he had to go pregame. He had to go, yeah. That's
whatever. It's a little strange. But
that's a little weird. I mean.
But, so, what happened after this, right, was fascinating because he go in his room.
Okay.
And, yeah. Oh, I meant to tell you, I spilled all over you. Black Air Force One energy, right? Like, I done spill all over my man's Tommy Hilfiger. He had a nice Tommy Hilfiger comforter.
Like a bed set.
Like, it was
you
nice. It was.
When you say spill.
Huh?
When you say spill.
You know what it means. Oh.
God damn it, Dave.
What, Dylan? What?
That's a nice bed. Tommy Hill in 01? That's a nice fucking bed set.
It was canary yellow. This thing, it was... Not like it. You remember like the yellow Tommy Hilfiger sweater that Mace had on when he was golfing with Diddy? It was like that. Now I'm like, and I'm just
we're trying to change the narrative.
This is 2001.
That's 01 though.
But
come on.
I was just the like
you a whole nigga.
Took
you
some
whole...
random girl to his nice apartment and has sex with her with no condom.
And she had a terry cloth outfit on. She had a dish rag outfit on.
My man, he was so pissed. He starts trying to punch me in the chest, but he's like blaming it on like he's trying to act like he's looking out for me on the strength of like, you didn't wear a condom, man, you stupid.
Oh shit, I know that, it's not.
Because I can't hit him back.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? It can't be a fight if he's like, man, yo, you stupid, man, you know what I mean? But he's mad about these bed sheets.
Mad about the bed sheets. I'd be mad about the bed sheets too, goddammit, that's disgusting.
I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed.
Let's be real. I'd be
right.
I'd be pissed.
And here's how Black Air Force One energy I was back then. I didn't register it as even something that he should even be mad about because he's handling it so not directly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
It's passive aggressive.
So I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll use a condom next time. Like, I'm not registering the anger over the bed sheet.
He's punching you passive aggressively. That's so fucking funny.
So I get he's like, yo, you got to wash these. Yeah, no problem. So I bag all the shit up, right? Boom, take it back to the crib. You know what I mean? Boom, next day, I go to do laundry. I don't really know shit about doing laundry, people. I'm a fucking 19-year-old kid from I don't know about washing no Tommy Hilfiger comforter. Like what the So you know, I'm like, you wanna clean, huh? They throw all the soap and the bleach and the white light. So my man comforter came out looking like Camo Prince. hold up.
Yeah, the Desert Storm.
Right.
The like, Desert Storm print.
I come back. Oh, I Dave. Come back with the camo joints like, here, blah, blah, clean, nigga. Here, nigga, what?
The fuck you want, man? I put it on the cycle.
That's his fault. That's his fault.
Exactly. He didn't want to touch him. The he didn't want to touch him.
Hey, put the bleach. Give me the bleach, too. Shit, that get out.
Yeah, you know, I nutted all on this shit. So, I don't even know how much. Shit. I don't even know how much this bed set cost, man. I have no idea, but I fucked it up, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show is called No Need for Apologies. Because
this is the time I definitely should have apologized.
This
but
is when
didn't.
You should have did it, but you didn't.
Because I did not know I was wrong, people. I'm telling you, even at this point, as I'm handing him back his comforter that is just bleach splotted all out, I don't see nothing wrong with my behavior. I'm like, here. You know what I mean?
That
and he's
boy,
like,
Dave is a goon.
He said, yo, man, what the fuck? Like, yo,
you're
these are yours.
You're a goddamn jackaloon, sir.
Yo, here's the crazy thing. He was like, you can have them. I slept on them sheets for like another 2 years, nigga. Like, I don't know. I got Tommy Hilfiger bed shit. Like, this a come up, nigga? Yeah. Like,
well, I'll go ahead and take this off your head. Say, you know how that is. Oh, man. That is some fucked up shit.
That's some alpha shit. You nutted on the sheets and then took him.
Nutted on
that's
the sheets.
That's some alpha shit,
half-ass
dog.
Half-ass washed them.
That's some
half-ass
alpha
half-ass
shit.
Washed them. Fuck the wash up. And it was like, well, I might as well take the sheets, nigga. I'll be off your dad. Ladies and gentlemen, change the narrative. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We're trying to, this is when you wash sheets properly. So, matter of fact, we're dry cleaning shit all March.
Oh, God.
All
right?
So everybody send me their dry cleaning bill and a picture of you holding your new dry cleaning with your fucking black Air Force One. We're trying to change the narrative of this criminal shoe.
Bro.
We're trying to make it a great thing. Not a nut on a nigga's Tommy Hilfiger sheets, then wash them half-ass and hand them back like everything's cool thing.
Yo.
This is what it used to be.
So this is the sad part, Derek. I hadn't thought about that shit in forever. Like
what,
that.
What brought it on?
What? We were talking about something this weekend about, meeting people at the club and taking people home to fuck them.
Okay.
And like whether or not you've ever done that. And I'm like, oh, yes. I tell this story and I'm adding all these extra details to it. And you know what I mean? Like my girl is like, yo, like you're awful. And I'm like, you think so? She's like, dude, that is the most disrespectful thing. I would never be your friend if that was how you behave. And I'm like, you know what? Come to think of it, that nigga don't fuck with me. Mm-hmm. Like we follow each other on Instagram. One time I was in front of the stand because he lives here in New York. Mm-hmm. One time I was in front of the stand or the old stand on 20th Street, standing out front. Nigga pulled up like at the light, and I'm like, yo, Daddy Man. That nigga was like,
yeah, man.
Because like. I am that nigga from years ago, like, and I didn't even realize it, right? So this is the funny thing, because I'm like rattling in my mind. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Because this is me now working the shit out with my girl. I'm like, he gave me the key. Like, what did you expect was supposed to happen?
Absolutely. So if he gives you the key, you run the risk of somebody fucking up your Tommy bedspread.
Well, she said he never wanted to give you the key. To begin with.
You finessed him.
You pressured him into giving it to you.
Pressure finessed him, yeah.
And I'm like, did I? I don't remember exactly what I said to him, but I just remember letting him know, like, hey, I got this chick on the line. Can I take? Because it realistically, I don't know why he let me do it, but it's a funny thing where it's like, I pressured you? I did I? Am I that? Because, like, he now has a story to let other people know. About, like,
yeah, he probably won't do that ever again.
Don't ever let anybody do this.
Don't do that again.
He just gets pressured one time to give his keys, and he's like, I had a dude nut on my sheets once.
And then I lost my sheet,
and then he took my sheets.
You put that man through trauma.
So at least the next person that goes to do it, he's like, I don't do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah,
and
you live and learn.
Ever since
the Dave incident.
I'm 38, and I'm finding out a lot of shit that I've done.
Hey, man.
Where I'm like, damn. Was I really that out of pocket at the time? Like, was I really that wild on the Air Force? Because I wouldn't expect. You could tell a nigga like me no. There's plenty of people to tell me no. You know what I mean? I find it weird that I can pressure anybody to do
anything.
That's
funny. I met a chick with black Air Force One energy.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Filipino John. She met me. She was a friend of, she was a fan of Broke Ass Game Show. She came over, and I remember one time I didn't want a bone. And she said, really? I was like, nah, I don't really want to do it. And she said, you don't want to do it? I was like, no, I don't want to do it. So she just starts poking at me. I'm like, can you stop? And I was like, she was like, nah. She was like, nah, you let me get what I need to. I'm like, am I getting raped? She kept, and then I was like, and then all of a sudden, I'm trying to have a conversation with my dick, like, don't get hard, man. Let's stand our ground.
Wow.
Stand your goddamn ground, dick. Come on, dick. And then the dick was like, but she poking at it.
Yeah. Young and dick don't like, know no
I
better.
I see what you getting at. She got on top, got hers.
Where y'all at, though?
And left. Brooklyn.
So you're at her place?
My place.
Your place?
And we did it already, and I had quit because I was like, I'm tired of this chick, man. This is the second time.
Hold on. So wait. But see, now you in the same position as my man. How, if you wasn't trying to fuck, how did she get back to the crib?
No. I hit once, and then I was like, this is not as good as the first time.
Oh, okay.
So I was trying to roll over, go to sleep, and I was like, well, you know, I'm not a kicker outer.
Right.
I just do things that make you go, oh, okay, he don't want me here no more.
Right. So... Passive aggressive shit right there.
I didn't say all right. And then she just
you do
kept...
this too?
I had a chick recently after we chilled a little bit, she was just like, we stopped and there was like a moment of silence after we chilled. She's like, should I get an Uber? And I was like, yeah, you can if you want.
Yeah, just
oh,
like,
oh wow.
You gotta go with what she's thinking, but don't kick her like it was always my thing. I was like, I don't want to be a whole asshole.
Oh, you gotta try it once.
But
you've never kicked anybody out?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Oh shit. I remember one girl, we was doing it, she rolled a joint up, white girl, right, from Jersey, and she's smoking, and she goes, me and my friends have a thing we say when we smoke and we wet up the joint. We say we nigga lip the joint.
Ooh, wow.
I said, you do what? She said, yeah, we say nigga, and she said, me and my friends say it all
right,
the time.
Right.
I was like, what? You say nigga lip the joint, and I tried my best to be cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, you gotta go. You gotta get up out of here, man.
Wow.
And she started, and
good
I'm like,
you.
I was like, all of y'all are the same.
Yeah.
I'm nothing but a novelty to you, bitch. Like, you did all this fucking just so you could try to get me to go with you wanting to say nigga. I was like, you know what? You gotta go. You gotta get out.
Good for you.
And
shit.
She left.
That's a wild. I probably would have let her say it. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
Man, take this dick. Yeah, get this nigga. like in the words, Chris, me and Chris used to talk about that shit, man. Like, yeah, get a nice.
Not during. Jacket. It was after. So
yeah,
it was easier
yeah.
to kick out because it was after.
Okay.
But during. So Dave Chappelle got a joke like that, but that is some Kevin McAllister Black Air Force One shit right now. No, Dave, no. No, I had to stand up for my dignity and my blackness. And
I love it.
I was like,
so for telling this other girl,
I'm a novelty, but the other girl. So she sat on it, did a thing, got hers, and left. And I sat, and I was sitting there like, did I just get? She took advantage of me
because
I clearly said no. I was tired. I was truly tired. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do it, but she would not let up.
Wow.
And I'm like, I guess I got to let it happen because I'm a dude.
Yeah.
I can't be like, gosh, you, because nobody's going to believe me anyway. So I was just like,
yeah.
So yeah, she got me.
That's how I got my first baby. I was on the flu. I was knocked out with the flu.
If you was a girl.
Huh?
If you was a girl saying what you just said, they would have found this bitch. They would have tried to find her.
No, well, you know, I've talked to women about this, and y'all can talk about this in the comments. Y'all can talk about this in the comments right now. Because women have said, you're not going to convince me that some woman got you hard and put you in her and you didn't want it. You know what I mean? And the reality was, I was down with the flu. Mm-hmm. I was down with the flu.
Down with the flu.
She had already told me that she was pregnant 2 months prior to. So this is December of 2003. She had already told me that she was pregnant in October, and I have the broken windows in the apartment to prove it.
Goddamn.
Right? this is why my fatherhood story is like so traumatic. This is how I became a dad. You know what I mean? This is how I became a dad. Like, I broke up with a girl that was like really... We was just young. I'm not going to trash her. She done grown up, you know what I mean? Just in case you ever see this,
young.
I'm not going to say her name, but anybody who knows me personally,
you
they
mature.
Know
mature. See that?
But
Matured. Not talking bad about your baby mom. Change the narrative.
This is how I became a dad. This chick literally, when we had a falling out, it was done. It was like, all right, let's just be done with this. You know what I mean? And she hit me with the, I need to come over and get my stuff. And it's little stuff like sweatpants or some shit like that.
Should have left that shit at the door, nigga.
That's what we try to do. I'm at class. We doing midterms. I'm in a science class. I'm in astronomy or whatever the fuck this shit was. You know what I mean? I'm working on this shit. And my next tail chirp keep going off in class. Where my shit? Oh, shit. Like, you know.
Sorry, teach. I'm sorry. Turn the Bunsen burner down real quick. I got to deal with this. It's crazy.
So I'm like, yo, like, you bugging. Like, I'm in class right now. She's like, no, I want my shit. I want my shit now. All right, hold on. Let me call my roommate. You know what I mean? So I call my roommate. Like, yo, look, she's out front. All her shit is in a bag. It's like a little laundry bag in my room. Just go in there, get that bag. Go ahead, give it to her. She about to be there in a minute. So he got the bag, then went to the bathroom. So she was at the door. He pooping. She got it in her mind that I told him to not answer the door. So she just started lighting the apartment up with bricks. Right? He done came down to answer the door. She out back busting the windows out. So he go in the house to see what the fuck happened. He see all the bricks coming in. Then he come back out front. She got her shit. She walking off like, you took too long, right? So like, I'm trying to get the cops like, they're like, yeah, it don't work like that. Like, did you know, like, you can watch somebody destroy your property, and if they leave and go home, like, it's a civil matter now. Like, cops can't get involved. You know what I mean? That's what I was told. So when I'm like ducking her, she's calling my phone nonstop to try to apologize. And I'm like, I'm done. We're done.
Okay.
That's what she hit me with, but I'm pregnant. So we take a few months. I'm staying away from her, trying to figure this all out. The whole time, I'm being, you a deadbeat dad already.
How old were you, bro?
I'm 18.
I couldn't have done it.
I'm 18.
You know what I was doing when I was 18? My mom was buying me velour sweatsuits. Fucking video game. Like, yeah. We were two different people. When I was 18, I might as well have been 7 years old.
Velour. And that's funny you say that. That's how I met her. When I met her, she was stealing velour sweatsuits out of Burlington Coat Factory. And I was like, hell yeah, bitch. Let's do this.
No! No! No!
We was getting all the Sean John and Rockaware out of Burlington. Oh my God!
So
it was different. But I'm doing this at college. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not a goon. I'm misguided. I got around a lot of the wrong people. Got a hold of me when I was a teenager.
Yeah, but you strong minded.
So yeah, like that. I finally answered the phone, and then she hit me with the she's pregnant thing. I was and she was trashing me, letting everybody know I'm pregnant. He ain't taking care of me, blah blah blah. And the crazy thing about it is, like, she got to me. She got something to trigger me in December, where I finally reacted and I responded, and I came to her crib to, like, I don't know what I was going over there to do, but I fell ill. You ever like, you could feel yourself getting sick?
Yeah.
That's what was happening as I was getting over there. And I remember screaming in the phone. I was one of them dudes on the bus. And you know what else, bitch? And you are real? I never forget. This is why I knew I needed to get myself under control, because I remember I was making up cuss words. I was like, you're a real nut ass piece of shit, bitch. You know that? Like, and I remember hearing myself saying that. You nut-ass. A nut ass piece of shit, bitch. I'm like, yeah, this is, you're not even being logical, right?
Yeah.
But when I got over there, I said my piece, and like, my head just hurt afterwards, and I had the flu, so I'm down. But that girl definitely got on top of me multiple times while I was there, and I'll never forget it because I missed my dad's birthday. My dad's birthday was December 11th.
Okay. Right?
So I missed my dad's birthday because I was on her floor sick. However, if she was pregnant in October, you do the math. When should that baby be here?
October, November, December, January, February. March, April, May, June.
My daughter's birthday is September 3rd. Now, Dylan, you can type that in the computer. Type it in the computer. If your birthday is September 3rd, find out when you were conceived. Because there's websites that can do this shit, right? And watch the date that this shit breaks down for you. Like, just... My daughter
like this shit.
My daughter was 2 weeks late, so her due date was August 21st.
All right.
She was born September 3rd. But you can even just do that math.
And just go backwards.
Just go backwards 9 months. What month did that land?
What year?
Huh?
What, it's just asking for a year.
Asking for a year?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Say 2004, yeah.
That's crazy. That is insane, bro.
So, yeah, I'm curious if anybody else would say, is that rape or not?
December 8th through the 16th.
I missed my dad's birthday. So, somewhere around that time frame is when she got pregnant.
And just again, what was your dad's birthday?
December 11th.
She was tossing bricks through my window in October because she was pregnant. Yeah. So that's how I got a kid. I was raped into five. But it's all good. That's my daughter's smartest shit. I love my kid. That kid's gonna be better than me. That kid is like, she a little rough around. Like, long as I can keep, and I'm glad she's in a suburban neighborhood like you. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
cul-de-sac black nigga.
I think that she'd have had black Air Force One energy. That's why I gotta change the narrative. I gotta make sure that my kids.
You have to change.
You gotta be changing.
Before we go to plugs, ladies and gentlemen, can you got any soft music, Dylan? Soft music? Like a soft thing.
Life is hard though, bro.
Life is fucking hard, bro. I'm wearing white tees again.
Why?
Because that's where I'm at.
Is this the Cash Money ones?
No, these the big, just the one
big 5X,
from the Bye Bye Store, but no, these 1X, but they feel like a 3X.
Yeah, that's what they do. We'll be
soft music. Ladies and gentlemen, from the stories you heard from the God and the laughter from the great boy, you see how life hard, you see how hard life can be. So why would you not want to change the narrative to the Black Air Force One? You saw what this man was going through. He was making up cuss words because he wasn't thinking straight. Because these chicks out here are crazy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take a minute to think. Like you was just saying with Dante, the thinker.
Yeah.
Looking over hell, but not a part of that shit. Trying to figure out your life. So this, you can stomp on the devil's head instead of being the devil.
I like it.
Change the narrative.
Change the narrative. While we got the music going on, we might as well
do some plugs,
man. All right. Real quick, guys. DaveTempleComedy.com. As I said, I'm changing that to I'm Dave Temple. I'm the God. I'm the creator. I create things, man. Come see what else I've created. I wrote a book. I got another show called Unpopular Opinions that I do. Follow that page. Consider this comedy. Derek just had an excellent clip that we were on there where you just shit it on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So basically, we have people come in and drop their unpopular opinions. The theme of the show, just because you're offended does not mean you are wrong. You just have not been exposed to that point of view. Live show dates, we got the 12th. No need for apologies. We'll be in Westchester at Tilted Axes.
And that's a comedy show.
And it's the whole gang.
It's the whole gang.
It's the whole gang.
My nigga Negree, I'm opening for Dave and Dave closing out. That shit about to be fire.
Yeah, boy. I can't wait to see Dylan on stage. You guys should be at this show just to see Dylan on stage.
Dylan Negree on stage.
You already saw the great boy. You know what he does. You know. Yeah. Dylan, how you feeling? Are you nervous about the show?
My young bull. I said the young bull going up in front of the jackals.
What's up, man?
Man.
I'm a goddamn jackal, Negree.
I said to Derek, we had our like meetings that we always do, and you brought up the 12th, and Derek starts smiling, mm-hmm. and I knew exactly what you started thinking, and Derek just goes, "Can't wait to see Dylan
Look, I do stand up. Dave does stand up. Dylan is new to the game, but he wants to get in with the barbarians. That's why I fuck with him, because he want to do barbarian comedy with truth tellers.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm ready. And so the 12th gonna be good. The 16th, ladies and gentlemen, Eastville Comedy Club in Brooklyn. I'm doing a half an hour, but the God is opening up for me, so it's gonna be great.
So you got some opportunities to see us live. We're gonna work on some more road dates, you know, and see what else is going on. I'm actually headed to Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, do you think, bro?
House of Comedy, March 2nd. It's a Tuesday night, but I know Arizona, y'all don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
So come on out, man.
Yeah, man. If there's open theater, something, whatever, we'll come to your town. That's playing to socially distance or just having people come to the venue.
Yeah,
we'll COVID test up and come down there, mask up, and have a good old time with some jokes.
I gotta get a COVID test now so I can fly. Fuck, man.
Yeah, man.
You can kill the bad music, Dylan. I gotta get a COVID. I saw a van today that they're doing COVID tests like.
I saw one too on Knickerbocker.
You seen? Okay.
Pull up.
Yeah. What do you think? You think that's legit?
I'm gonna just do the ones that I got. I got two coming up, so
I'm gonna try the van because there's no line.
There's no line, but that, you know, I don't know how much you can trust.
I just need something to get an airline so I can get on the plane.
And they open up and they.
I just need to get. Yeah, I mean, COVID, come on. You've been to urgent cares where you know, like, this bitch don't know what she's doing.
Nah, I go to Modern MD, not urgent care. I go to Modern MD.
Modern MD, not an
they
urgent
got
care?
African doctors and Asian doctors, and I trust them motherfuckers 100%. Every time I'm in there, it's been an Asian lady or African doctor let me know what my results are, and it's very reassuring.
Yeah.
But the urgent care is...
See, I'm spoiled. My first COVID test was at NYU, and they handled it great because I did it for the Drew Barrymore show, so okay. It was like for all Viacom employees,
so it was
just like...
I'm about to do some TV shit, some streaming TV big people shit this week,
yeah.
So they doling out those... state-of-the-art Ocean's 11 test.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling good.
So I don't know, but
I got two coming up. It's been going good, knock on wood, and I'm feeling great. But yeah, man. Like you said, they doubled down on that double mask shit. Talk about that double, that man, they trying to capitalize. That shit with that angle is great.
So yeah, I think we're almost at the end of this thing, this COVID thing, because they're recommending that you wear two masks now. They recommend that you'll double up, wear two masks. See if you can see what they're suggesting on that online, Dylan, about wearing two masks. But it just seems to me like it's the cash grab.
Absolutely.
Like saying
when McDonald's sells a double cheeseburger for $1, you going, they got too much. They trying to get.
Yeah. Or like when that Black Christmas movie always comes out at the end of the year with everybody in it. Like, this is too much, right? You know what I'm talking about, though?
I know what you're talking
about. Or like, even like. Fast and the Furious is like that. It's too many celebrities.
It's
that's how you know. Like, yeah, this shit has got to end. It's too many. It's overkill.
It's overkill. It's about done.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what? I think kind of dropped the numbers. All these goddamn snowstorms. That's how the earth said, we're going to keep niggas inside for
real. I thought it was the other way. Oh, so people being inside from the snow is why
I think the snow might have helped with the decline. I'm not saying it's good, but... It's not as crazy as it was since New York is going back up to 35% inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, yeah, I think the earth naturally said, all right, we need to get over this pandemic. Let's start putting snow where snow ain't supposed to be.
People need to stop being pussies.
Heart goes out to all the motherfuckers in Texas struggling right now. I know life is hard.
Right.
Hold your head.
They're not going to be the same. They're not going to be the same after this.
Hold your head.
That'd be the thing. Motherfuckers be sitting there because, see, that's the shit that when collectively a lot of motherfuckers go through suffering like that, that's a permanent change right there. That's the same shit that you've seen happen in Japan where, like, once them niggas got hit with them atomic bombs, they ain't all that tentacle porn and shit that been coming out of that fucking country.
Yeah.
Russia, who? Chernobyl, you know them?
Chernobyl, yeah.
Them niggas ain't the same.
Ain't never been the same.
Them blue-eyed, glowy motherfuckers, them thin skin, green veins and shit like that. That shit ain't... So it's the same thing. I think Jews were the first ones to not be the same. And I think they just ain't been the same since the Exodus. So I'm going all the way back.
Oh, Bible. You're taking it back to the Bible. Because
them niggas lost in the wilderness for like, what, 40 years? Just wandering 40
years.
Around, son?
40 years.
Like, and that was... post-slavery. Like, they was slaves in Egypt first, building pyramids and shit, and the nigga had to be, yo, Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Let my people
crazy.
Go. And then these niggas
then they
wandered in the woods.
With Moses, crazy ass.
And you gonna wonder why they're, like, the way that they are? Yeah, that, you can't unprogram that shit.
That's two different levels of struggle there.
It's a stress
you go
that,
through
that
slavery.
Makes you neurotic, yeah.
Imagine that, Dylan. You go through slavery, getting beat, done by the Egypt, all that shit.
But the pyramids was nice, though.
Pyramids was nice. But then we finally free, and now we got to be in, we got to walk around the desert for 40 years.
We're just following this dude.
After freedom, this shit is fucking crazy.
I love, because I like getting high and just watching like history documentaries. And like, you ever just be like really high, just asking yourself these questions? And I was really high. I was getting on this one documentary, and it was they started showing the pyramids. I was like, damn, who built those? I was like, damn, me, motherfucker. Like,
yeah. Oh,
shit. Like, me, Nick.
Jewish people.
Like, damn. Like, that was nice.
Right. Right.
And shout out to those goofy white people that just say the aliens built it. Like, no, they didn't.
That's the,
that's
yeah.
like that's slave on slave. That's
pure
what,
that's pure
so,
Judaism.
And every brick was a four-man job, and that's some.
And understand, I'm by no means comparing the power grid in Texas being to slave, but I'm just saying, collectively, when a group goes through some shit like that, they all gonna be weird.
They all gonna be all different.
Forever.
It's going to be different.
You don't
be different.
You don't watch your ceiling just have freezing water come in and you just like, huh.
You've been in Texas your whole life, chopped and screwed, 90-degree summers, and all of a sudden there's icicles coming out the fucking ceiling fan? Like, this ain't...
Yeah.
Pimp C would not agree with this shit going on right now. Yeah, things are different.
Chopped and screwed.
That's what they do out there. You go from chopped and screwed to chopping firewood.
Yeah.
Like, wait.
Yo.
Chopping screw, chopping firewood. We chopping up. Niggas is grilling just to stay warm out there. Fuck Ted Cruz.
While you brought up chopping firewood, I do want to cut to this video. Dylan, at the bottom of the email, I wanted this the
Fuck
last YouTube video. You see the title there. Please click that because I don't know whether this is in Texas.
Yeah.
Wherever this is, niggas is not giving this man no help. And it ain't no free meals out here, man. Go ahead, watch this. Watch this crazy shit right here, Derek.
Oh, no.
This nigga don't have no arms.
He ain't got no arms.
This nigga don't have no arms, and he done figured out
how to. Oh, my. And he picked it up with the axe.
Bruh.
Oh my God.
Look, when the shit look, he done how to flip it over and break it that way. This motherfucker.
Let me explain something to y'all. If y'all think your life is going hard, watch that video. Fuck everybody who thinks they having a hard time. This nigga has no arms and he successfully chopping wood.
And I don't even know whether someone's holding the camera for
Can
him
we get
or
this
what?
Man a check?
Because clearly he don't need one. Clearly he don't need a check. But
that boy is a whole survivor.
Because if he said, like, someone is either watching him and filming him do this, which is an able body with two hands.
Yeah.
Or
this nigga set up the camera. With no arms, he set up a camera.
That's the video I want to see.
That's the.
Yeah.
Of him setting up a camera.
I want the whole video. I want the neighbor's point of view.
That boy. Oh, my God.
I'm curious. Is this guy, does he have any other videos of him doing anything on his page?
That
I'm
is insane.
Curious. I'll look there.
I don't think
we
this
need
is his
relief
page.
In Texas. I don't know how we can help, but the kid. It's just bad.
Yeah.
It's just fucking bad.
But I mean, hey, man, you got to buck up. Like, I mean.
That's an understatement with bucking up.
Chin up.
That's holding your head for real. That I ain't never seen the hold your head story better than that.
Oh, yeah, I would like. He's got to have an Instagram where we just see him do all kinds of
shit. He need millions
man.
Of dollars. Can somebody please bless that man? You saw that video. Find where that man is at and get him a check and get him a warm. Oh,
I wonder why does he still have the safety reflective vest on, though?
I don't know. He probably didn't wear it when he lost his arm, so now...
I think he was born that way.
That shit is crazy.
You gotta be. I know. I feel like we always on here making. We're not making fun
of
the same.
He had
people.
To be born that way because he's too.
He just can't take it off.
Nah, it's that's fucked up. But nah, he had to be born because he's too good at what. Like for him to know how to do all that shit, it had to be from coming up as a kid till now in order to able to know
I
how
know.
To use. His, yeah.
You ever you ever see somebody who don't have that stuff but it's nothing to them and they can like move and slide across the floor like yeah. This is one video, this guy who...
There's a chick with no bottom, got two kids inside somebody. So she's riding dick somewhere.
Bro.
So
that's some shit. I never understood those people. There was a lady like that in Atlantic City, this lady named Ernestine, who she had no arms and no legs. And
she's like a duffel bag.
Yeah, and she was face down on a gurney. She used to be on the boardwalk in front of like Bally's, and she would play the keyboard with her tongue. The keyboard was like literally she was laying on the thing like this.
Yeah.
The keyboard is in front of her like how this is.
Yeah.
And she would just play the keyboard with her tongue and it was plugged into a mat.
Yeah, that's fuck.
This lady freaked me the fuck out when I was a kid because like I spent a lot of my time in Atlantic City too. I have a family down there. And so I spent a lot of my summers down there. And I again was one of those kids that was allowed to wander the boardwalk without adult supervision.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what Atlantic City is, That is a third world beach right there.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
There, bro.
My mom did not give a fuck, dude. I'm thinking
third
about that now.
World
My mom
beach.
Used to leave me at the door of the casino to go gamble. So like, I would be sitting there with a towel and a boogie board for like just watching Quarter Mania go. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and no, you know what's crazy? No one used to come up to me and be like, little boy, are you lost? Do you need any help? They'd just be like, eh, whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
Atlantic City, is, if you look at it in a map, it's in the shape of a Black Air Force One.
Yeah. And I know it sounds like I be dogging my mom. I love my mom. My mom did the best she could. You
best
know what
she
mean?
Could.
My mom, I think my mom was seriously misinformed about a lot of stuff. And the fucked up thing now is if you ever talk to my mom about this shit, my mom will say none of this shit happened.
Dad!
My mom thinks I'm making all of this up.
you have too many stories for it being made up. I'm
right,
sorry.
Right. It's like Cosby, dude. It's like once I hit you with the 51st case, you might
They can't all be lying. They can't all be lying,
Bill. Can't make all that shit
Bill,
up, can
they? Can't all be. That's fucking wild.
Yeah, though, but Ernestine.
54 people.
Ernestine was on the boardwalk, and I was wandering down the boardwalk late at night one day. I got in a fight with one of my cousins or something. And I didn't feel like being with them, so I just went off. And when I got down there, she was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
She was asleep because she could, you know, her husband would just roll her up there. You know
okay.
what I mean? And just leave her there.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was the thing. She was asleep. And I'm walking up. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I got up close to it. And she just kind of, like out of scared. Yeah.
Oh,
she just,
shit.
Right? And when she did that, she looks at me. I'm backing up. And this bitch just stuck her tongue out. And she starts playing Amazing Grace on the keyboard. And that shit was so loud. And if you know Atlantic City, if anybody knows Atlantic City and needs to know reference points, this happened at Bally's.
Mm-hmm.
I lived off of Maryland Avenue by Showboat.
That's
I had
end.
To run
Showboat at the end,
and I did not stop running on the boardwalk from Bally's until I got back to Maryland Avenue.
If you ever go to Atlantic City, Showboat, if you go down to Showboat, they got rocks near the beach. Literally, you can see rats fishing. fishing.
You know what that
rocks.
Beach is called?
What?
That beach is called Chicken Bone Beach.
Chicken, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
because
where everybody.
Because that's where all the black folks would get their summer fun in, and when we were done, apparently the sand was full of chicken bones.
Chicken Bone Beach, bro.
I love good old-fashioned, honest racism.
I remember one of my first comedy shows ever, like my first year of doing jokes. I did a Lyricist Lounge at the Showboat. And
okay.
There was a bunch of AC rappers in there, but my girl, McKendra, got me a comedy spot. And McKendra, if you ever this ever gets to you, I'm sorry for cussing you out. Because I was so nervous. What the fuck you put me on a rap show for? I'm a comic, goddamn. She cried. She was like, but I got you the spot. And I'm like, then I went up and wound up doing pretty good.
Right, right.
And I had to thank her. And I felt so bad I made her cry for actually getting one of my first spots. But Atlantic City is rough.
Mm.
It's a rough place. Me and my boy got robbed out there once. We was dancing on the boardwalk with the little white makeup. And I put the duffel bag behind a bush instead of right behind us. And one of them bums took all the soap and all that. So we was walking around with white paint on, dressed like robots, trying to find a nigga who stole.
Why you ain't go to the water and wash your face off or go to water?
Well,
we did.
We did that, but
okay.
It was like we got robbed. We had clothes in there, and my boy Rich was mad at me for a long time because I put the bag behind the bush instead of behind us.
Just sad robot noise. Just
sad. We had to go back on the train with silver paint on our face. Oh, God, it was bad. Because we washed off what we could.
Right.
But, yeah, we got robbed. It was bad.
We got robbed. Man.
A lot of old school Black Air Force energy out there. But we're, like I said before.
Change the narrative. That's what I want y'all in the comments. There's a few things that I want y'all to do in the comments. I want y'all to let me know whether or not I was raped.
Yep.
I want to know if Derek was raped.
Yep.
And I want to know whether or not my Black Air Force One energy is redeemable. Like, I think when we do these family episodes, I'll share some more stories about my childhood and shit that I've done when I was on the wrong path. And we'll figure out, like, is this shit redeemable? This is a podcast called No Need for Apologies. So I'm not apologizing for shit I did.
Can we use these shoes to step into redemption? Can we walk into redemption with our Black Air Force
Ones? Oh, God.
Yeah. Change the narrative.
Like, once I got baptized at a church and didn't join.
You did a drive-through baptism. You did a drive-through baptism.
Talk about that on another show.
That's the fucking point. You do the baptism because you're joining that clique.
Thank you.
How you gonna use their water? You use that church water and then left. You a piece of shit. No. Change the narrative. Snigger did a drive-through baptism and didn't go back. I got baptized at the church that I've been with.
Shit.
Oh, that's some fucked up shit. I gotta get baptized real quick. It's like an errand. Just stop by a church and do it real fast. They doing drive-by baptism.
That is so funny.
Oh, this yeah, nigga David. Crazy,
I might be a
bro.
Terrible person, but whatever. We're gonna figure it out, man. You guys love me, and that's what it is. I'm Dave Temple because you love me. You love what
you
I do. I'm trying to just be the best man I can be.
Be the best man
I
can
read
be.
Books. I'm gonna start doing a reading blog too. I'm gonna let y'all know some of the books that did. How'd you make it? Because I got you reading. How
got
you
me
doing
reading.
With the Richest Man in Babylon?
I'm still on the last chapter.
Yeah.
Because I got internet and TV back in my shit, so it's kind of hard to focus. It's kind of hard to focus.
It's a lifestyle, man. Yeah. That's why you just get up early and pick the day. Pick like a few
well, I'll work
hours
out with
out
you tomorrow morning.
You
I'll
do.
Work out. With, I'll come work out in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we can. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. But all right. Yeah, I think we're done with this family episode. I'll tell
man.
You some more stories next time.
Good episode,
and,
bro.
Man,
good.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of ground.
I think they finally get to know who I am. You know what I mean?
You opened up, boy.
But I had the best intentions. And
hey.
To Damon, this is not an apology. You should have never gave me the key.
You should have never gave him that goddamn key,
Stand
game.
Up for yourself, man.
Stand up for yours. You know you got Tommy sheets. You know you trying to keep them shits clean for whatever chick you really want to bring home. So don't hand off a key to a nigga that's really into a chick wearing a fucking dish rag dress on. She got a dish rag dress on. You know this nigga don't care.
And I remember I had black Air Force Ones when I went to school that year. I bought a black pair and a white pair. Whatever.
Oh, right, and make sure you get your black on black NNFA hoodies. They're on sale. Are they right? Yeah. They're
so,
on.
Dylan, say goodbye to the people. Let's close this one out, man.
Close this one out.
Y'all know where to find me at Dylan J. Negri. Go check out my own podcast, Dope to Been Dying, podcast where we watch cartoons and some other stuff from the 90s, all nice and fun. Got a new co-host, Kevin Sanchez, coming on. So new shit coming on. Come watch.
Dope, dope.
At The Great Boy on Instagram, TheGreatBoy. What are you saying, Mike? What did you just say?
Unpopular opinions, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about I'm about to push the special one more time.
What?
I'll do it right now. Yeah, make sure you go to NNFA's YouTube page and watch Why Was I at Home Anyway? It's a 35-minute homemade special me and my mother put together. It's there for your viewing pleasure. It's up to 2.7K views right now.
Nice.
Doing good. It's in the thousands. I only thought 100 motherfuckers was going to watch, but I love y'all. Thank y'all for stepping up and watching the shit. I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I will continue to make fun material for the followers, the NNFA gang, and the Black Air Force Ones Change the Narrative. Dave, take them out.
All right, I'm Dave Temple. You know where to find me, man, the God, the creator. All right, have a good weekend. Take care. Whoa!
Well, you made it to the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. That must mean you're a no-neater. So therefore, like, share, subscribe, and...
Head over to podcastmerch.com, pick up that black-on-black, no need for apologies hoodie, and head on over to gasdigitalnetwork.com/NNFA to see these shows a week early and engage with us in the live chat.
And it's 4D, baby, so it's good for your viewing pleasure. We love you. Yeah, 4D, not 4K. 4K, but 4D means you can feel the energy in the room as you watch. It's like it's an interactive, nice thing. No need for apologies.